Sam Malenikoff of Slope TV here with John Feinstein of the Washington Post to talk a little bit of Cornell basketball before their Sweet 16 matchup with Kentucky. So first of all, obviously you've seen a lot of Cornell this year. Mm-hmm. What's your first impression? What's your impression of this team coming into this matchup?
That they play as a team at both ends of the court as well as anybody I've seen in terms of knowing where everybody is, not having to call out switches. They just seem to know it instinctively, and enjoying one another. I know they've talked about that a lot, but you're around it more than I am, but I think it's genuine. I think they really like each other. I don't think you can live together the way they do if you don't like each other.
Definitely. And with a matchup against a team like Kentucky, I mean, the Goliaths of college basketball, what do they have to do to make this David and Goliath story really kind of mirror it?
Well, they've got to stay out of foul trouble. They've got to be able to have Steve Donahue be able to use his subs the way he likes to, as opposed to the game dictating when he uses his subs. Lewis Dale's got to be on the court against that pressure defense. Jeff Foote's got to be on the court a lot because Kentucky has so much size. And they have to make their shots. I mean, they have to shoot the ball the way they did really all season, but particularly against Temple and Wisconsin. Because if they don't make shots, that's going to lead to Kentucky getting the ball out and getting down the court and getting easy baskets. And Cornell's going to want to set up its half-court defense as often as possible.
You're talking about that athleticism, that pressure defense. Do you see any similarities between this matchup and their matchup last year in the tournament against Missouri, who's also a very athletic, quick team?
I think Kentucky's a better version of Missouri. And, you know, people talk about their youth. I don't really buy that. These are kids who've been playing basketball all year round since they were, you know, 10 years old. And that's what they do. They play basketball. They're all going to play at the next level. They know how to play too, and they know how to play Calipari style. They've been playing it all year, and the irony is that most of the young, quote unquote, young players at Kentucky are just as close to the end of their college careers as the seniors at Cornell are.
Do you think there's anything to do with a sense of urgency and they want to win just as bad because they're going to be moving on from Kentucky just like the Cornell players will be?
Yeah, I think there is. I think that they know because they've decided this is their one shot at going to a Final Four, winning a national championship. They want to do that. Calipari set that up as a goal for them. And obviously the Cornell kids know this is the last chance too.
Being a guy who's been around true student athletes and who's written a lot about true student athletes, what does it mean for Cornell to be here in the Sweet 16 in 2010?
Well, I think what it does when a team like Cornell succeeds is it shows that you don't have to go out and recruit, you know, the top 10, the top 20 high school kids. You don't have to recruit the one and dones, the John Walls of the world, in order to succeed in college basketball. The way this team came together is sort of like the perfect storm, with Lewis Dale calling Steve Donahue on the phone saying, can I send you a tape? Jeff Foote walking on because of the accident and meeting his mom in the hospital. Ryan Whitman turning out to be a lot better than most people thought he was in high school. All of that is what needs to come together for an Ivy League team to be this good. But when it does, it's a wonderful thing to see.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate you coming on.
No problem.